Anxiety for Beginners, written and read by Eleanor Morgan. Stigma, language, and how we codify things. A brief history of madness. Stigma, noun, a mark of disgrace associated with a particular circumstance, quality, or person. It's hard to know where to start with stigma, because it's hard to think of any aspect of any mental health problem that doesn't relate back to it somehow. If we look at rumination, one of the defining elements of anxiety, although spiraling or quietly losing your shit are probably more realistic terms, self-stigma is often the tie that binds the thought loops. It takes the form of a question. Why can't I just be normal? Anyone who has a problem with anxiety probably finds this question as familiar as their own reflection. Sometimes it is the reflection. The flesh of our face, the jut of our bones, they become those words, the rawest form of stigma there is. The irrational belief that our anxiety and the symptoms that come with it are worthy of not just society's scorn, but our own. Self-stigma, often referred to as perceived stigma, is the internalising of our perceptions of what we should or shouldn't be based on society's rules. My rational brain knows this isn't right or helpful, but when I'm having a bad run with anxiety, rationality is on too high a shelf. The normal question lives in the silt of my mind like a flatfish, always ready to rear up when my resources are low. But why? Why does the information-loaded, educated part of me still get worn down sometimes by the idea that I should be ashamed? It feels so base, so larval, considering what I know when I'm not feeling anxious. Are anyone's membranes sturdy enough to not let society's attitudes seep through, even a little bit? The truth cannot be sugarcoated. In 2016, despite there now being a far greater acceptance and inclusivity of the whole spectrum of human life and the way people live it, there are still uncomfortable attitudes towards those with mental health problems. These attitudes stir up social stigma, which can be loud or quiet. The quiet kind is the most unsettling, I think, because it usually involves deception. When someone starts talking about their mental health problem for the first time, discrimination and exclusion may occur in all kinds of disguised ways among friends, family, and even work, because people are wary, even if they can't put their finger on why. This can make the person who came out feel worse than they already did, that their shame was justified, and that they're forever going to be branded by their problem. The danger with shame, though, is that it's so often a barrier between someone feeling unwell and they're getting the treatment to help them feel better. Delays in treatment often cause the getting back on your feet process to take longer.